The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. 8:05 on AM 970, The Answer. Great to have you with us. Always proud to bring Frank Siller to the airwaves. He is the chairman, CEO of the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Frank, welcome back to the show. You are the man. Always an honor to have you with us, my friend.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me on. And I'm looking forward to when you're coming to Staten Island for your show there at the Hilton.
The
Croce Riz Hilton, yep. So my wife and her friends, Dee Dee and others, cousin Mary, they all got tickets already. Make sure they got rooms there.
You know what is great? And I remember one time I went to play Lorenzo's, and you were there kind enough to be there with your whole family, and it was great. So let me know. We'll stay in touch, but we'll make sure the girls are taken care of, Frank. Hey, but you know what was great? First of all, thank you for all that you're doing. And when we were at the 5K run, the Tunnel to Towers run, and I'm on stage, and I said, and Frank Siller, he walked 537 miles, and then you walked out with a shoe in your hand. You came out with a sneaker. Was that the sneakers that you wore? You actually wore that you had in your hand then, huh?
It's just that I still had to wear sneakers because my feet were still, I haven't totally recovered yet. But they weren't bad. So I don't want to make like my feet were bad or anything. It wasn't. Yeah. It was a walk of pure joy.
Unbelievable.
To go around from the Pentagon to Shanksville to Ground Zero and meet all these Americans who love America, who wave the flag, who are proud of it, and really are great Americans. And they were out there with their family. So it was just very uplifting and inspiring journey.
Well, I'll tell you, it brought America together. And someone said earlier on a phone call, Frank Siller should get, a Medal of Honor. And indeed, you were acknowledged at the White House just not too long ago, President Trump.
I like Mario. Yeah. I like Mario. His name is Mario. My wife told me that. She's laughing. She told me that. Mario said,
he's your guy.
I'll tell you who does the people who we help. Most certainly deserve the Medal of Freedom. All these great heroes, the ones who give their bodies or their lives up for our country or our community, yes, they certainly do. And I'm glad that our foundation is able to help them. And listen, last night I was with Patty McDonald, the widow of Stephen McDonald, police officer that was paralyzed years ago.
Yeah.
A couple of us received an award from the foundation, myself and John Huvain, and the foundation in general for the humanitarian award for Stephen McDonald. And we were with a lot of other families that lost their loved ones. It was tables and tables and tables of them because there's such a sacrifice that continues to be made. And, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, we made a promise that, any first responder, most certainly police officer, firefighter, that give their life, for our, community, and they leave behind a young family, we're gonna take care of them. So that's where your $11 a month is going. Your listeners that are great supporters, I know they're great supporters.
Yes, sir.
We're proud that over 95% of every dollar last year went to our programs. And so people should know when they're donating, their money is going to where it's supposed to go.
Frank Siller, Tunnel to Towers, paying off 50 homes. You paid off the mortgage on 50 homes of first responders and Gold Star families so far. This is the season of hope. Frank, tell us about the season of hope. You're actually doing a home a day. Is that what you said?
Well, so we did 50 homes yesterday.
Oh, my God.
We were so proud.
Yeah, amazing.
Yep, 50 homes in one day. That's because a lot of people responded to my walk, to my journey.
Yep. Yep.
It wasn't for just that purpose. It was I did it to honor my brother Stephen on what he did, 20 years ago, running through the tunnel with his fire gear on his back. But so many people did respond. So it was a very successful journey. And we were able to, because of that, the $11 a month, T2T.org. I know you say it all the time, but I'm going to say it again, T, the number 2T.org. And a lot of people signed up. And because of that, and be honest with you, Fox News donated $1 million. And they gave it to, made the announcement on September 11th. And because of things like that, we were able to go out and pay off 50 of these mortgages. Now, we have a lot more work to do. You know, we want to get to the 200 this year, and we're approaching, you know, I'm sure by the end of the year that, you know, I said we're going to do it, and we will do it, but we still need people to join us, you know, on this mission.
This is, and what a mission it is, Frank Siller. And Frank, you know, I can't talk to you enough about your brother Stephen, about how close you are and your family, and how you all stick together in such a beautiful, warm way. So, but what was the turning point after you, as you helped raise Stephen, you were virtually raising your younger brother, Stephen, and then you lost Stephen in the South Tower. What was the turning point that said, let's turn this around, let's make this a positive in Stephen's name, the way you have done it? It's just miraculous, but it's a life lesson, Frank Siller, you know?
It is a life lesson, and we learned it from my parents, May and George Siller, who were devout Christians, Catholics, and Franciscans, the lay order. And St. Francis said, you know, while we have time, let us do good. And that's all we wanted to do good in his honor, in his memory. Look what he did. I mean, who does that? Puts a gear on and finds a way to get there and runs through the tunnel. And we just wanted to honor our little brother. And, you know, he was living with my brother, Russ, as a child after my parents died. My brother, you know, but all six siblings had a major role in his upbringing. So we just wanted to make sure that we never forget the sacrifice he made. And then right away, we knew that we had to honor everybody who perished on 9/11 and most certainly the first responders. And then, you know, when you see all these guys and girls, men and women who still give their life for, you know, every single day, you know, there's Stephen. There's Stephen again doing it. You know, yeah, these are great heroes that given their lives. So, you know, it just became very clear to us that we had to take care of the greatest of all Americans, those who are willing to die for you and I, Joe.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And that's what we do. So he is our motivating and our inspiration. You know, the reason why we do it, but we do it for all these other great families that are left behind as well. And it is the only way to heal is to do for others. It's simple. It's plain. You want to, you know, you're feeling bad. You're feeling sorry for yourself.
Yeah.
And, you know, we all do it. You know, we all do it because we go through a lot. But if you want to feel better, go do something for somebody else, and you're going to feel a hell of a lot better.
And those 50 homes I paid off in one day, among those whose mortgages were paid off are 20 police officers, 15 of whom responded to Ground Zero, lost their lives on 9/11. You haven't forgotten about that. I love that, Frank, that you're staying on that, and we'll let you go. And I know you got a busy schedule, but those 9/11-related illnesses, you know, those folks are still dying. They're still dying from this. Living with it, dying, and you step
families,
up, right?
Yeah, these families are watching their loved ones fade away. They went on the pile. They looking for my brother Steve. They were looking for, you know, they were doing the recovery effort. They were month after month after month sifting through all that debris, and they were told it was safe, and it's not safe. There were so many police officers and firefighters have died of 9/11 related illnesses that died on 9/11. More have died since. And these families are watching their loved ones fade away right in front of their eyes, and we better take care of them as a country, but most certainly as New Yorkers, we better take care of them. And we are. Tunnel to Towers Foundation, anyone that dies of 9/11 related cancers, illnesses, a first responder and leaves a young family behind, we're gonna pay off their mortgage. And, you know, we did 15 of them, 15 of those mortgages yesterday. We're so proud of that. We're doing that. It's the right thing to do. It's just, it's clear as day. We better take care of all these great families that are left behind.
Frank, you're a hero. I know you don't like to hear that. You're a very humble man. You're such a decent guy, and we love what you're doing. And you really, you brought the country together this year with the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. God bless you, Frank. Proud to have you on the airwaves. Proud to talk about all that you're doing. Keep the fight. Godspeed. Love to your beautiful wife. Hey, by the way, you could text me what your lovely wife's favorite song is. I'll put it in the set list, all right? Lorenzo's, okay? I'll do a little something.
I will do that. We listen to Sinatra all the time when we have our kids over for our dinner, especially in the summertime.
Yeah, so, whatever you just say it. We got it. The least we could do.
Well, my wife Pat loves all music, country music, rock,
all right.
and you know what? She loves Joe Piscopo singing.
So. There we go. And it's a great love affair. It's a beautiful love affair too. Hey, just having your anniversary as well, Frank Siller. Thank you. God bless. Godspeed, my friend. And we'll talk soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Frank Siller right there. He's such a humble guy. And he looks great. And, I mean, in my opinion, that when he walked 537 miles, he put all politics aside, and he just brought patriotism like you can't get from politicians, you can't get from, you don't see in the media. You know, here this one man, through his brother Stephen, and the whole Siller family, by the way, they just brought a great patriotism and a pride to this great country. You know, not political, just a pride. And Lord knows we need it. Like Frank said, everybody waving their flag. He walked right by us. He walked right by my house. And Captain Frank, my buddy, told me, I saw a picture of the local paper, Frank Siller from Tunnels and Towers.
That's awesome.
And it was like a half a mile away. I said, no one told me. I didn't know. Somebody could have called me, you know.
Invite him in for a cup of coffee, Snickers bar.
Man, absolutely. And everybody, he was cooking for him, but he looks great. And it's just a beautiful, out of such a horrific tragedy, the goodness that is coming out of the tunnel to Towers Foundation. We're so proud. And thank you for helping out. I know so many people have helped out. God bless you for helping out. And then we'll be at Lorenzo's. I'm doing requests now. Thank you, Joe. Yes.
Oh.
What would you like to hear, you know?
Do you have a tip line where people can call? And
I should do that.
That's a Friday night in November, right?
I think so, Al. It's all melding together.
I think that's the Friday, the day before I go for my colonoscopy.
Yeah,
no. And then you'll be at the Friars.
It's good that you're doing that.
Yeah.
You know what? This is the run. We're going to do, I think, on the 4th, I think I may have to go to Alabama. I'll tell you about that. Please. Then we go the 9th. I'm in Atlantic City doing a tribute to all the casino executives who run all the good folks that, you know, just welcome back. And just to be positive, Dave Damiani's putting that together. But then on the 12th is, I think Mikey and I got something, the 11th, the 12th is Lorenzo's. Then on the 18th, we're at the Friars Club. But this is a great show. This is the show that I go out with that I always tell you about with Haley Reinhart, who is, to me, the Billie Holiday of today.
Oh, yeah.
The fantastic. And Eugene Landau Murphy, who commands the stage. Sal Valentinetti. How great is Sal? I mean,
he's fantastic.
Everybody's got such a great following. And Dave Damiani and I go up. That's going to be at the Friars Club. And I know the Friars Club, I talked to Arthur, how much they appreciate that. Because that's going to be, and I'm going to, out of respect for the Friars, out of respect for my fellow, roadies there with Dave and the crew, I'm going to show up. But then we have a big show at the Ocean on the 19th, and then 20th at the Suffolk Theater. I think I'm out there by myself in the Suffolk Theater.
Listen, you're all
guys,
over the place.
You guys want to come out and do a little something? I'll
juggle.
Yeah. Maybe
what am I going to do? Eat?
Competitive
you
eating.
Eat a sandwich. You actually, you should do that. Why not?
Let's see if people the Joey enjoy. Chestnut of radio.
Yeah.
There he is. He's obese. He's fun. He yells. Now we're going to watch him eat a whole pie. Here it is.
I swear, that's such a Letterman bit. That would
be
great, though.
Here he is eating a bowl of cereal.
Because after you take a couple of bites, what's happening? And you don't have anything happening. Yeah. You just keep eating.
How you doing? It's
great.
Really good.
Will you do that? Will you come out?
Would you like me to do that? Get like a meatball parm or something.
And sauce all over my face. And watch you. What's he doing? I love bizarre moments. Bizarre moments in entertainment.
I'll be happy to go to the Friars Club with you now, though, because I have to tell you, Indigenous Peoples Day, for once, did something good for me. It got me out of the pool tournament.
Well, how did that happen?
I got a text yesterday, and they said, Joe, there's a problem Monday when I was supposed to go. I planned it around the day I have to wear a suit. They said, Monday, we have to cancel the pool tournament because it's Indigenous Peoples Day.
In November?
No, on Monday.
No, on Monday.
Monday, the 11th.
No, it's not.
Columbus.
No,
that's
no.
What they said.
That's fake news. No, it's fake news. It's Columbus Day on Monday.
That's what the guy
told me. No, look on your Google calendar. Look at the don't they write all the laws? It says
Google?
November 1st is like a Native American Day, which kind of goes along with Indigenous people. That they have their day.
First day of American Indian Heritage.
Thank you. That's Indigenous to me.
That's
November 1st. It's Columbus also, Day Monday. It's Columbus Day.
On my Google calendar, it says Columbus Day and Indigenous.
Yeah, well, at least they put Columbus Day up.
And then he did text back and say, well, it's also Columbus Day.
Wait, but, who is this guy? Call this. Call Arthur. Get this guy. Get this guy's number.
Get him on the phone.
It's
get him on the phone.
They're not taking that away, I'm telling you. And yesterday, I'm telling you, what people
You're
feel...
playing pool, by God, on Columbus Day. That's it. Better be ready. Nine ball. I'll take
the
five
chalk.
In the side pocket.
Get the chalk.
You know, just as a sign, I know we got a break. We're going to break in. Mark Morano is going to join us. But it's like, I remember, not last year, the prior year, I believe, it's a couple years, and the president was still, President Trump was president.
Right.
He invited me... Arthur, Joe Borelli was down there, all Angela Vivolo, all the Italian-American organizations, President Trump did, and he welcomed everybody and said, to me, it will always be Columbus Day. Now, I saw my president say those words, and then he went and he named all the Italian-Americans. I apparently left my name out, but he said to me, all the Italian-Americans. Somebody forgot. Everybody but me. But you know what? He acknowledged it.
Right.
And it was a 20-minute, half-hour ceremony. And my son Joey was down there. Madison Jesioto was down there. And you know what? Thank you. Why can't we do that? Why can't show the Italians some respect? And somebody said to me, oh, yesterday. I know we got to go, but I'm sorry. I'm all fired up. Somebody said yesterday, said, oh, yeah. You're a Trump guy. They always say that, you know? And I said, are you asking me, did I vote for Donald Trump twice? And I go, I'll tell you right now, I did. And I tell you what, I'm going to vote for him again if this keeps going on, because they're diehard left-wing Dems all over New York, you know, and beyond Dems. They're like the socialists. And how could you even say you're a Trump guy and even say it in a derogatory way? What am I going to answer that with? And you're a Biden guy? And you're a Biden guy? You got blood on your hands? Don't even talk to me about that. It's all about the greatness of this country. And right now, this coming week, it's all about Columbus Day and the Italian-American community. Sorry. I know I'm not sorry. That's the way it is. 821. Deb's on the roads out there. Uh-huh. Debbie, with a name like Duhame, she still will celebrate Columbus Day.
Oh,
Debbie.
Yes. Are you kidding me? Of course.
Get your colors out there. Deb, we love you. Debbie's on the roads checking out the traffic for you. This is AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Joe. We've got problems on 78 this morning. 78 westbound out past 287. It's an overturned vehicle. Two lanes remain blocked. It's busy on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound out by Highland Boulevard. An accident there to watch for. Inbound GWB 45, Lincoln 25. Holland still waiting 30 minutes into town. And on the LIE West at Springfield Boulevard, a collision. Partly cloudy today. High of 75. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie. 822 with Joe on the radio. So if you want to know about Columbus, and objectively, please stop. Everybody's got to stop. The National Columbus Education Foundation came up with KnowColumbus.org, K-N-O-W, Columbus.org. It's the first organization of its kind dedicated to conducting and distributing research related to Christopher Columbus, with the goal of dispelling the myths surrounding his accomplishments. You know, before anybody says anything, you have to do your research, and you could do it at KnowColumbus.org. It's comprised of members from all major national Italian-American foundations. These are caring, hardworking, dedicated Americans. The Columbus Citizens Foundation, the Italian Sons and Daughters of America, the National Italian-American Foundation, the Order Sons and Daughters of Italy in America, and Unico National. KnowColumbus.org's goal is to develop policy solutions and proposals to address the preservation of Columbus Day with an emphasis on helping the general public get to know the true Columbus. And I think objectively, I think everyone should do that, because it's a story that they just don't, what you're hearing is not the right story. You have to go to, please, KnowColumbus.org. On behalf of the National Columbus Education Foundation. It's K-N-O-W. Visit, please, knowcolumbus.org.
The following is a paid political announcement.
Have you heard his attack ads? Phil Murphy's lying about me again. I would, too, if I had his record. I'm Jack Cittarelli. Phil Murphy's failed us at every turn. He told us he wanted to make New Jersey the California of the East Coast. He wasn't kidding. Phil Murphy increased state spending $11 billion. Are you any better off today than you were 4 years ago? Murphy's about to raise taxes on businesses who barely survived a shutdown, and the rest of the country is lapping us in economic recovery. The lines at Motor Vehicles are a joke. Crime is raging, with murders and gun violence up 40%. And he tried to ban cops from notifying parents if their kids are caught with drugs or alcohol. Who does that? And while New Jersey has the highest property tax in the nation, Phil Murphy says if taxes are your issue, then we're probably not your state? Come on, Phil. With a record like that, no wonder you want to change the subject.
New Jersey can do better. With Jack Cittarelli as governor, we will. Paid for by Cittarelli for Governor, Inc., P.O. Box 427, Somerville, New Jersey.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
I'm going to speak to this. Oh, man, you can't make it up. Worth the price of admission alone. Al's Phil Murphy impression. You are so bad.
You're not even looking at me.
I don't. It's a great. We'll talk about it. We got to make way. Mark Morano standing by, and we're getting punchy. We got a couple hours to go yet, Al. Come on. Not a red. Very funny. But by the way, with respect to Governor Murphy, because he was very, very nice to me. I was with him last Saturday, and we had a great, respectful time.
Terrible team.
And we love it. And it's great hearing Jack on the air. Jack's doing a great job as well. So, hey, let me tell you, if I may, about Super Shield, the incredible roof product from Rhino Shield. I have it. It's pepper color. Mr. Joseph got the pepper color. So if you replace your roof, you know how much that costs to replace your roof? And I'm looking at my roof. I'm going like, I'm saying I don't want to be late. You're not going to get a 10-year warranty. Well, you will get that with Super Shield. You know, it gives your roof 10 more years of life. Comes with a full 10-year warranty on pitched roofs, 15 years on flat roofs. Super Shield is the revolutionary sprayed-on coating system, fully insulates, waterproofs, goes on any roof surface, protects against moisture, mold, and algae. It's the only cool roof system that comes in 20 different colors. I mean, do what I did. Call Susan today at Rhino Shield. It's 877-RHINO-08. That's not a political statement. It's the number, please. 877-RHINO-08. 877-RHINO-8. Super Shield is what you want to get for your roof. And then talk to Susan about Rhino Shield as well. You're going to love Susan. You're going to love this product. It's the one thing I don't have to worry about at my house. Super Shield. Get a free estimate, by the way. 877-744-6608.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Everybody knows this guy.
Now, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Mark Morano is the man, former senior staff member of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, publisher of ClimateDepot.com, author of Green Fraud. Mark, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us this morning.
Thank you, Joe. Happy to be here today.
Well, tell us about the EPA was hit with a lawsuit yesterday that alleges the Biden administration purged over 40 members of the Science Advisory Board and 7 from the Clean Air Scientific Advisory Committee. I didn't even know these things existed, Mark, you know? It's an effort to stack these committees with like-minded scientists. Please tell us what's going on, sir.
Well, this is nothing more than a purge of EPA, of any chance the EPA could ever give independent and diverse scientific advice. What they've done here, getting rid of nearly 50 scientists, because they know these scientists don't agree with their policy. So what they've done is they're not going to allow any dissent at EPA. Very similar to what YouTube and Facebook just announced, Google and YouTube announced yesterday, saying they're not going to allow climate skeptics or climate deniers on YouTube for they're clearing out any dissent. That's the big picture. The smaller picture is this is devastating for American industry and economy because they already know their Green New Deal inspired regulations that are going to crush the economy. They knew that these nearly 50 scientists were going to offer alternative views and all the other scientists. So they just purged them. They're gone. And what's interesting about this is they're not, you know, these are going to be what's left are all the academics who have never worked in industry, don't understand it. All they know is they want to shut down. And so they're going to come up with regulations that are going to be bonkers, and they're not going to have any other independent scientist to say, hey, wait a minute, that would never work with this industry. As you're going to end up shutting it down. That's going to And this is the problem. So EPA is now going to be able to just run roughshod, and they're going to be able to credibly claim our scientific panels all agree. We had no dissent. This is a good policy. Well, they have no dissent because they got rid of everyone. This is bonkers.
Yeah, it's amazing. And your point is well taken. I mean, how wrong was Facebook and Google and Twitter on everything about the virus? Everything about the virus, they were wrong. And they did, and they shut everybody down, not to mention other political things that we won't get into now. But let's say about the virus, and you couldn't say anything, and they shut you down. So now the same exact thing, if you, with all your research and all your knowledge on the environment, Mark Morano, you want to put something out on Facebook or on social media, they're going to shut it down now? They will shut it down, correct?
Well, right now they're going after the monetization, which I actually have a video series called Morano Minute. They're not monetized. I make no money off it, but I have them on YouTube. But if you look at the guidelines of what YouTube is doing, this is just the first step.
Yeah.
They're going for everyone. They've already got rid of people like Robert F. Kennedy Jr., banned them from most social media platforms. So next they're going for what they call the evil climate denier. Again, this is no longer the America we grew up in. You're not allowed to disagree with
That's
the preferred
right.
state
right.
policy. This is frightening stuff. And now it's affecting actual regulation at the highest levels of industry. I mean, this is EPA regulates, you know, billions of dollars and millions of employees ultimately. And this is going to be, you know, this is a situation where it's the old one-party state of China. They loved China because it was a one-party state.
Yeah.
Climate activists, progressives, New York Times always praised China for getting things done. Well, guess what, Joe? This is the way you get things done. You remove all dissent. You remove anyone who opposes you. You silence all the opposition, completely silence it. And then suddenly, you have a green light to do whatever you want, which in this case is going to be massive administrative unelected bureaucracies taking over. And by the way, this also is a step. Future presidents, it's going to be very hard to undo this. Once EPA regulates this and they get all this into the system and the industry has to deal with crazy regulations written by academics. But the other thing is the academics they've left on are recipients of government grants. So you can imagine they're going to go along with government regulation because they're getting paid in many cases. One of the ladies who heads this got $65 million in federal grants. And she's reigning because they like her opinions, and she's going to rubber stamp everything Biden's EPA wants to do.
Your point is so well taken, Mark Morano. We were talking about it this week that it's hard to undo these things. I thought, well, you know, whatever happens, happens. Midterms come in, everything's going to be undone. A lot of this, you cannot undo it. And they know it. And they're going in, and they know it. And what kills me in regards to China, Mark, why don't they even mention about the assault on the environment that China commits every single day? I mean, they're building coal plants left and right. They will not go
a week on average.
One a week.
And they go to Africa. They go to Afghanistan. What do you think the environmental standards are in Afghanistan and Africa and China versus the United States?
Yeah, yeah.
We have the cleanest energy and the cleanest energy extracted, but we're banned from extracting our own energy. We have Biden begging OPEC, Russian oil imports at 11-year high, and now massive increased dependence on China for the rare earth mining, for the solar, wind, electric carbon. Bonkers, bonkers, bonkers. The climate policy is the greatest national security threat we face, not climate change. John Kerry has it exactly wrong, our climate envoy, when he claims it's a national security threat. By the way, they said 1970s global cooling was a national security threat. CIA report in my new book. I mean, this is nuts.
Yeah, not a bad John Kerry impression there, Mark Morano. That was really good. He's got that. He's got, John Kerry, I'm better than you are. You know, he's got that attitude. Oh, yeah, exactly. Oh, my God. So listen, and what decisions do you think these committees will make? What influence do they have immediately that will affect us immediately? We see the gas prices skyrocketing. And now what's going to company wise? Will this really, the economy's holding on, in my opinion, by a thread. And is this going to just tip it over into a recession, do you think, Mark?
Well, it's administrative. It's going to take, you know, a few years, but essentially starting now. But what they're going to do is any energy producing industry, whether it's coal, oil, natural gas, pipelines, drilling, they can just come in roughshod, because guess what? There's nothing they can't do. They have a rubber stamp scientific board, which by law they're supposed to consult and confirm it. But that boards now are all stacked with people who receive money from them and are all ideologically simpatico. So they're going to go in and start. This is the death of a thousand cuts for U.S. fracking, which has led the world in reducing carbon dioxide. So if you actually cared about climate, you would revoking the Nobel for Al Gore and the U.N. climate panel and giving it to American fracking, because America led the world. But this is the kind of stuff the EPA is going to be going after now under this. They can go after any industry that produces energy and just start just regulating them out to death. And it's ultimately going to affect cost of energy in the United States and energy shortages, which is going to affect seniors and anyone on fixed income and the working class and the poor.
Yep.
This is just, we're seeing what's happened in Europe. The energy chief said we have to get used to power only when it's available. People can't expect power on tap.
We
saw it in California.
Exactly.
We saw a glimpse of it in Texas.
Yep.
This is coming nationally, and this is by design. It's not like, oh, darn. They want chaos. They want shortages, because slower economic growth, hey, that's exactly what the UN chief called for years ago. The only way we can meet our temperature goals, the UN Paris climate, we have to shut down the global economy. Guess what? They got their wish with COVID. Just follow this. All public stated. This is incredible stuff.
And, Mark, before we let you go, the end game, you told us before, the end game, because it's not a clean earth. It's not a clean earth. You know that's not the end game. What is the end game? Power and control, like with the virus? Your thoughts on that, Mark?
Yes. Ultimately, the end game is a one-party administrative unelected state. And what I mean by that is it's not going to matter eventually who we vote for governor, for mayor, for president, because they're no longer going to have the real power. The real power, but just given what happened in April 2020, is now belonging to the unelected bureaucracy of just about every country in the world, with the exception of a few like Sweden and others that didn't go down the lockdown unelected bureaucrat path, because now Americans have ceded our ability and accepted the idea that we can't have backyard barbecues, that we can't attend weddings, funerals, churches, that government can issue stay-at-home orders, curfews, you can only leave for essential services. They want to morph that right over to a climate emergency. You can only fly when it's morally justifiable. Energy restrictions, stay in place, give rid of private car ownership, make you drive roving fleets of electric rental cars. So this is the ultimate goal, is to have a permanent one-party unelected administrative state bureaucracy where it won't matter who you vote for, because the politicians won't have any power to overdo it. And this step with the EPA, this is a huge first step. Purge anyone who could get in the way of that, and you'll have the appearance of integrity. Well, look, all of our scientists unanimously approved this policy. Oh, really? How did that happen? Oh, because we purged half the scientists who didn't agree. So, but they all agree now. So we have 100%. This is China. We're living in China. That's what this is.
Mark Morano on fire. ClimateDepot.com. The book is Green Fraud. Man, we love having you on the show, Mark. Thanks for speaking the truth, my brother. And have a great weekend, but let's talk soon. Yes, sir.
Thanks. One thing, I'm heading off to UN climate summit on November 1st to go fight the United Nations. Going to Scotland, so that should be a lot of fun.
Oh, you got to report back. You got to report back to us, Mark, if you would. Thank you, Mark Morano. Thank you. Keep up the great work.
All right, thank you.
Take care. ClimateDepot.com. The book is Green Fraud. Al is here with the news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
63 degrees at 8:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The New York City Council will consider a bill that would provide free internet access for all apartments. Councilmember Ben Kallos is sponsoring the bill, which would require all apartments to offer free internet access within 3 years. Kallos says the bill would close what he calls a digital divide among New Yorkers. He estimates 500,000 residents do not have access to the internet in their apartments, which makes it difficult for them to access food benefits, work from home, and book COVID-19 vaccine appointments. A new poll finds Americans' trust in the media is almost the lowest ever. The Gallup poll out yesterday finds the public's trust that media report the news fully, accurately, and fairly have fallen 4 points since last year to 36%. That's the second lowest reading on record, 4 points higher than in 2016. 7% of U.S. adults say they have a great deal, and 29% say they have a fair amount of trust and confidence in newspapers, TV, and radio reporting. Meanwhile, 29% say they have not very much trust, and 34% have none at all. For those 34%, you probably didn't believe what I just read. In sports, the last preseason game for the New Jersey Devils canceled last night at the Prudential Center because of a partial power outage in the building. The outage occurred just before the game between the Devils and Islanders was set to begin. After nearly an hour, the team announced the game would be canceled and fans would be offered tickets to another game this season. The cause of the outage has not been announced. This has been the Invite Health Sports Report. Try their Blue Granite TX Liquid Beverage Enhancer today. Call 800-694-2345 to get the nutrients your body needs in a fun, delicious way. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Still an hour in at the George Washington Bridge to the upper level, but you're moving fine as you head from the Palisades Parkway. Only 5 minutes in there. Lincoln 20, Holland still 25. We're still seeing some volume as you head to the Cross Bronx westbound. Bruckner out through 3rd. Expect delays on the westbound Bruckner getting down toward the Hunts Point drawbridge. Traffic is moving slowly on the LIE westbound right out toward the Grand Central with an accident on the shoulder. And stop-and-go traffic on the Van Wyck northbound getting up toward Linden Boulevard. Stop-and-go traffic on the Southern State Parkway westbound getting right out toward the Meadowbrook. And on the thruway southbound, stop-and-go traffic 14 down toward 11 getting right in toward the area of the Tappan Zee Bridge. Over on the Taconic, heading southbound at Miller Hill Road into East Fishkill, a collision is off on the shoulder. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 75. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Exergen. Not sure if you have COVID? Fever is the leading sign, so be vigilant and use the only thermometer with proven accuracy in more than 100 clinical studies. Stay safe and learn more at Exergen.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Route 22 Toyota. I tell you, now you want to get your car, whether you own it, lease it, whatever you do, get your car over to Route 22 Toyota. They are paying overbook value for your car. This is a very, very interesting time in the automotive industry. And nobody better in the automotive industry than Route 22 Toyota. Alex Cancella, my buddy Iggy, you get over there now. Find out how much your vehicle is worth. Supply is low, which means your vehicle is in demand. And Route 22 Toyota is going to make you make it worth your while. But here, let me, if I may, give you the number to call, so you could set up an appointment to take your car over there. Your car is now worth more than it ever was before. 973-705-8905. You get a risk-free appraisal to see how much your vehicle is worth today. 973-705-8905. Speak with someone on Alex's team. You could visit them also at Route 22 West. That's right there in Hillside, New Jersey. Or start here, please, Route22Toyota.com.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with three former high-ranking correction officials who say they were fired when they uncovered numbers on jailhouse violence that were being suppressed. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd this Saturday afternoon at 2:30 with an encore at 9:30 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Ever wonder what happens behind all those closed doors in Washington and New York City that affect your life? Well, we did too. So we went out and looked for the all-knowing Cat, John Catsimatidis, the living legend, business billionaire and politician, to tell us what's real and what's fake. Tune in Wednesday for the Catman. Catch him if you can on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Brian Silipina is going to join us momentarily. Mike Gallagher as well. Admiral Girwa will be on the show. Colonel Douglas McGregor. I love telling you about Relief Factor because I've been getting around, and I've been doing a lot of things. And I'm telling you, the only way I could do it is because I take Relief Factor. And if when you see me doing the commercials, you see Larry Elder, and you see Seb Gorka, you hear Mike Gallagher talk about it. You know, there's a reason why we're all talking about it. Charlie Kirk is talking about it. The young bullfighter kid. You see that guy, right? Am I right? You know, Pat Boone. How good? Pat Boone, he's golfing. He's having a great time. Everybody that is telling you about Relief Factor is using Relief Factor, and it works for them. So we're thinking if it works for everybody else, and then the tens of thousands of people that take Relief Factor every single day, isn't it time that you listen to me on the radio, that you go to relieffactor.com, and you get the three-week quick start, and you just see if we can get you out of pain? You deserve that, don't you? A three-week quick start, it's only $19.95, and it's 100% drug-free. You go to relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com, please, or 800-500-8384.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 844. So there's a lot of things that happen that are local, and these are the things that move along this great country. So I'd love to, we like to highlight once in a while, community, things that are happening in your town, in your neighborhood that really, really strengthen this country. Brian Silipina is assistant principal in charge of athletics at Pequannock Township High School in Jersey, and he has a great, great story to tell. Brian, welcome to the show, sir. Hey, great to have you with
thank
us this
you,
morning.
Joe.
Hey, tell us.
Thank you for having me.
We got the heads up from our dear Debbie Duhame, and Debbie is the boss here. I know it seems like we're all the running the show, but Debbie is the boss. So she speaks of what you're doing with this Mission Honor Initiative. Tell us about it. This sounds like a great thing, Brian, if you would.
Yeah, absolutely. So Mission Honor was brought to us by Steve Mulligan through a committee of individuals out of Butler, New Jersey, who just wanted to find a way to honor local military members and using the school district to do so. So one day, one of my assistant football coaches saw a flyer that Steve had dropped off at our high school and contacted Steve, and we started to get the ball rolling on what is Mission Honor and how can we honor our military members in our community. And this all started pre-pandemic, and then, you know, we kind of hit the shutdown, and then, you know, we were able to pick up right where we left off this year. And I'm proud to say we are in right tonight is the night during our homecoming football game when we are going to honor our local military members. So what we're going to do is we have panels that have been made, thanks to Steve, with about 15 military members' pictures on the panel. We have about 26 panels that are created so far, so we're going to have all of that laid out. And with the help of our one of our teachers in the building, we've created a design for a wall that we are going to put up in the front of our school near our American flag. So this is the very beginning stages of it. Tonight is the kickoff, so to speak, during the football game, where we're going to be able to honor our military members, both retired and active. And the really cool part, I mean, we're able to give back to our members in our community and show our appreciation, but we're also linked up with West Point. And when West Point hears that we are honoring our local military members, they show us appreciation by parachuting in during the coin toss. So that's going to happen
that's
tonight.
Great.
Fingers crossed if the that's weather holds out.
Wow.
It's going to be a great night. And the entire game, we're going to have the panels on display for everyone to see.
Beautiful.
And also the plans for the completed project are going to be on display as well.
That's right. So the West Point parachute team, they're going to parachute in, weather permitting?
Weather permitting,
how
fingers
cool
crossed.
Is that? How cool
yeah,
is that?
We've been in contact with them, and we have a plan in place, and and we are ready to rock and roll.
Oh, this is going to be great. Yeah, the game, tonight's game between Pequannock and Wallkill Valley is part of the Mission Honor Friday Night Lights. I love this. You know what? I have to tell you, as I just said to folks kind enough to listen to the program, Brian, this is what moves the country along. And you show your patriotism. Hey, you know what? You got kids in high school, and you what a lesson you are teaching these as opposed to everything else that we're hearing. So God bless you for what you're doing, Brian Silipina. It's we need more of that in this great, great country. What time does everything start tonight, by the way?
So the veterans are going to show up at 6:15 so they can walk around and see where the project is going to be erected. and then show them the panels and the ceremony for everyone with West Point dropping in is right around 6:45 tonight.
This is great. Brian, thank you for taking the time with us. Great news, and God bless you for what you're doing, my friend. Keep up the great work, and Godspeed.
I appreciate it, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. Brian Silipina, assistant principal in charge of athletics at Pequannock Township High School, and they're honoring veterans. The West Point parachute team will parachute in. There's a game tonight, and they'll have part of Mission Honor Friday Night Lights. This is spectacular. This is what everybody should be doing. By the way, it's in New Jersey, too. Debbie, thank you for the heads up on that. That is a beautiful, beautiful thing that they're doing. And the kids get to see it. The kids get to witness this.
Yes,
beautiful.
I love that.
You know, through our actions, they will learn, yes?
Definitely. I'll be at the game tonight. I'm so looking forward to seeing, you know, West Point and parachute in with the game ball. And, I saw it when they did this at Butler High School a few years ago. And I love that they honor every single veteran that went to that high school. And they find them from when the school started. They start researching know, and they add names to the murals. Yeah. It's amazing
And you know what's really amazing? That you will be parachuting in with
not
West Point.
Not me, no. So I'll be watching. I'll be on the ground. I'm going to watch the West Point guys. I saw them do that. I've never done that in my life.
It's amazing.
I never will.
It's amazing. Debbie's out there on the roads. Thank you, Debbie. 10 minutes before 9 o'clock. Mike Gallagher's coming up. Debbie Duhaime right now on AM 970 The Answer.
Thank you so much, Joe. Let's go to the inbound George Washington Bridge. It's still an hour delay to the upper level because of earlier problems. Lincoln Tunnel 20, Holland about 25. It's kind of busy over on 21 southbound by Raymond Boulevard in Newark. It looks like an accident there was cleared. 78 westbound heading out past 287, moving slowly with an accident cleared. No problems on 23 getting down through Pequannock. And if you're heading to the game tonight, hope you enjoy it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Let's see what's happening right now as you head over to the eastbound BQE getting up toward the Brooklyn Bridge. Some stop-and-go traffic there. And over on the LIE westbound, right by the Grand Central, an accident just cleared out of the way. We're still seeing delays at the Throgs Neck Bridge. They're doing some ongoing construction. And on the Taconic northbound by Pudding Street in Putnam Valley, it's an accident now off on the shoulder. So watch for that. Southbound Thruway building at the Tappan Zee Bridge, still seeing some foggy conditions. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thinking of selling your house? Need to sell an inherited property? Call Calamine & Company Real Estate for a free no-obligation consultation. Louis Calamine will personally give you his honest and professional opinion while answering any questions you may have. Calamine & Company has a 100% success rate. Their listings always get sold, stress-free, and for top dollar. They've earned perfect ratings and reviews online, and you can't go wrong when you hire Calamine & Company. They always put clients' needs above everything else. Want to ask Louis Calamine a question? Interested in learning the honest truth about the real estate industry from a highly successful broker? Tune in to Louis's new radio talk show, Unfiltered Real Estate, on our sister station, AM 570 The Mission, every Saturday morning at 9, or call 718-998-1100 to schedule a private consultation with Louis Calamine. Visit calamine.com.
Any supplier can drop a box outside your door, but if you want a partner who delivers great customer service too, rely on Cintas. Your dedicated service reps can deliver what you need to help your business run smoothly. From essential cleaning products to hygienically cleaned apparel, fire protection services to first aid and safety supplies. That service you can't get from a box.
Oh, I'm ready!
Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
You know, life can be stressful, but it's time to say goodbye to stress, hello to relaxation. Let me tell you about Tranquil TX from Invite Health, because trust me, you need it. Tranquil TX is a You know what?
What are you laughing about?
Because you're doing a Phil Murphy impression.
No,
before
I'm talking
me,
to Mike Gallagher because you're finishing the spot, right. And then we go to Mike. I've got. If you want me to shout it. Oh my God!
He's doing this Phil Murphy impression.
Boy, I'm big team, my teeth
are.
Just
stop it. Let me read this.
Finish
this. Let me read this. The Invite Health is the premier name in health. We love Steve and everybody at Invite Health. I got to tell you. So now they came up with Tranquil TX. It's a delicious liquid beverage enhancer made with chamomile, passion flower, lemon balm, and it creates a sense of calm. So when you're feeling stressed, you add Tranquil TX to your favorite beverage. You get all these benefits without the sugars and carbs, by the way. Tranquil TX has zero carbs, zero sugar, zero alcohol. It's just 2 calories per serving. And right now, Invite Health is putting on an amazing Columbus Day sale, please. You buy 2 of the same product at retail, you get 40% off. That's 40% off. They're practically giving it away. Contact Invite Health at 800-694-2345. It's 800-694-2345 for Tranquil TX. 800-694-2345. 40% off. Invite Health. Get healthy. Stay healthy.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Mike Gallagher, 10:05 right now, is giving us a sneak preview. Hey, Mike, happy Friday. How you doing, my friend?
Happy Friday, my friend. We got a lot going on today. I'm going to talk to Ashley Babbitt's husband coming up in the 10 o'clock hour.
Wow.
Which is pretty profound. There's going to be a rally for Ashley Babbitt this weekend in Texas. We're going to talk to her widower, Aaron Babbitt. Also, Larry Elder on the radio today at 11:30. Fabulous. He's coming back in a week or two.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm going to hope to catch up with a guy from South Carolina. I got to share this with you because you'll get a kick out of this.
Yeah.
There are chants breaking out spontaneously at football games regarding the 46th president of the United States. The Jets game, apparently, the other night. Thousands of people at the Jets game.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, as you know, there was a race car driver being interviewed by an NBC reporter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Let's Go Brandon has become a metaphor. So this guy in my old stomping grounds of South Carolina, I'm going to be spending, by the way, November and December. Guess what? I'm playing Daddy Warbucks again in a production of Annie in South Carolina. Shaving the head and everything,
you know,
Joe.
You're unbelievable. That's a very demanding role. That's a big, big lead role.
It's a pretty great part.
Yeah.
No, you ready for this? Well, no, you know theater.
Yeah.
The big role that I'm going to do next year in Dallas, I'm going to play Pseudolus in A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum.
Oh,
that's a meaty role.
But look how hot you are, man, out there on the road.
I'm no Broadway star like you. But anyway, so anyway, I'm going to be in South Carolina. I got to tell you this quick story.
Okay,
they went yesterday. Fox and Friends went to South Carolina in a diner because they're celebrating Fox's 25th anniversary.
Yeah, yeah.
They interviewed a guy who's actually a big fan of the radio station there in South Carolina that I'm on. As he's doing the interview, the guy says, "All right, thank you, Will Kane. Let's go, Brandon." And the diner erupts in a cheer. I like Let's Go, Brandon. Don't you? I'm a fan of Brandon, aren't you, Joe?
We'll be listening because this is a great... It's so American. It's so American what they're doing. Going after. We love you, Mike. We'll be listening.
Love you, too.
Oh,
thanks,
look
Joe.
At you. You're the best. Mike Gallagher, you know, 10:05. Yeah, just by the way, listen, we got a break for weather, but when we come back, we will talk about it, what's going on with this chant, what Mike's talking about. Everybody's so hip, they totally get it, and it is hysterical. We got Rob. Yeah, Rob, how we doing weather-wise? Thanks for jumping on with us right now, Rob. How we doing?
Hey, we're looking pretty good today. There's still some little fog out there from spots, but it should break for some sunshine today. Temperature's up to about 76. A little cooler tonight, low 60. Cooler tomorrow, 66. Maybe a passing shower. A little better chance on Sunday for some showers with a high of 68.
Yeah, well done, Rob. Thank you so much. In for Joe Lumber.
Yeah,
you know,
the guy wears the pink skirt.
I got Al across from me. Doing
I'm tired. You're tired. I'm very punchy.
You know what? It's been a crazy week, but it's all good. And I'm just starting, man. I got a whole weekend.
I
got a press conference at 11 o'clock.
I have to read the news.
Why don't I bring you with me to press conference and you can do your impression there?
Hi. Here he is. Joe Piscopo. Murphy's got to get his teeth done. I can't look at him seriously.
Dr. Brett Girwa is going to join us. Thank God. The Admiral will join us on the radio and Colonel Douglas McGregor. You don't want to miss that. Some vital radio coming up right here on AM 970, The Answer.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.